Pope Francis will travel to Assisi on Tuesday to participate in the concluding day of the World Day of Prayer for Peace event organized by the Sant'Egidio community. The theme for this year is Thirst for Peace, Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. The president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran, spoke to Vatican Radio about the Pope's visit.
I should say that a message of fraternity and peace will be at the heart of the visit, and especially because in the Caucasus there are some conflicts going on. But this dialogue, not a war, this dialogue, which is the unique means in order to promote justice and peace. Because the dialogue is to accept that others, you know, I should say, dialogue means that somebody who believes has another religion than my religion, who thinks and behaves in another way because of ethnic tradition or historical tradition, is not necessarily an enemy, but it's a pilgrim like we are all towards the truth, towards the absolute.
The Pope will pray for peace tomorrow together with representatives of all of faith groups in Assisi. Do you think that this spirit of Assisi can have any practical impact on political leaders today?
Well, we propose, the Pope proposes, but it doesn't mean that everybody is acting and behaving according to the Pope's counsel. But I think that what is important is to prove that religions are not a danger, but it's a richness for the society. Because unfortunately now, when you speak about religion, you think of war, of persecution. The other day, the Pope said that the martyrs in the modern times are more numerous than at the beginning of the Christianity. So we have to be aware of that. And religions are a factor of peace. And if believers are respected, if they can practice their religion, they can contribute to the common good. And they can take part in the building of a new society.